My job is looking at the conservation of the collections and the interior of the building, so anything that's within the showrooms, how we conserve those collections, but also how we manage the care for them. So also takes in things like the housekeeping and the cleaning and that side of it. I mean, the collection's very old, so actually the fact that it's survived for as long as it has is actually quite amazing. So I think, you know, there are good things to say, that there are very few surviving examples of, you know, some of the furniture that we have and the state beds. So the fact that it's survived this long is quite amazing. Because it is so old, there's a natural deterioration that will happen with any organic objects. Everything has got a sort of finite life. And however, you know, well or carefully you look after it, it is eventually gonna sort of drop. But the problem we've had at Knoll is the main problem is the showrooms have never had any heating in them, so conditions, and that leads to very damp conditions. And it's not too bad in the summer, but really the winter and the shoulder months, the conditions are really, really damp. And we've been monitoring those conditions probably for about 20 years now, so we can see that, you know, the conditions have been incredibly damp. But actually what we're seeing is they're getting worse as well. You know, we're seeing higher RH levels in the winter. We're getting more, horrendous rainfall. So, and that the historic building structure can't sort of cope with. So the historic gutters and downpipes are getting sort of overwhelmed. So things aren't just on a natural sort of deterioration rate. There does seem to be something that's happening or been happening over the last, I would say, 10 years, where it's on a downward curve. And we're seeing many more examples of mould and much more pest activity.